Direct, Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a sad thing in Indiana yesterday. There was a mass shooting in a mall. At least four victims. They're still counting. I think maybe three dead, one wounded, maybe more than that. What stopped them was, I think there was a 21, I think his age was 21 or 22, a guy who had a concealed carry permit. This is in the food court of a mall, a shopping mall. And this guy had a concealed carry permit, and he pulled out his gun and killed the murderer. Now, that in itself, you say, great, and I applaud him. He was a hero and a good Samaritan. He certainly was. But depending on people walking around with guns in their pocket to stop mass shooters, a lot of them with guns in their pocket turn out to be mass shooters. So what do we do about it? Let me give you two pieces of data. And where are we at? John Cornyn of Texas is a Republican. He's a conservative. He's not like Ted Cruz. He occasionally makes murmurs of doing something right. Occasionally. I don't want him in the Senate, but he's there. He was one of the Republicans who signed on to that right after Uvalde, the shooting in Uvalde, 19 little ones and two teachers. He signed on with a couple of Democrats to push through a bill that was supposedly gun reform. It was almost laughable, so weak. It basically said that if somebody 18 to 21 goes in to buy an AR-15, you can look at his juvenile records. Yeah, come on. That's going to stop it? Somebody 18 to 21 can buy one online. He can go to a gun show in a parking lot at midnight, and a guy in a raincoat comes up and sells it to him. It's not going to do anything at all, hardly. And it puts a little money towards mental illness and all that. It was a Band-Aid. And yet, in Texas, let me give you some data. His disapproval rating in Texas, in all populations, has now hit 50% with a 24% approval. 2-1 against him on disapproval as a result of that. Why do I say as a result of that? Because the last poll in April, there's 39% approval and 32% disapproval. He was above water by 7 points. Now he's below water 2.1 by 26 points. In other words, his approval dropped from 39 to 24 by 15 points. His disapproval went up 18 points from 32 to 50 just because of saying that we can look at the juvenile records of people who are 18 who want to buy an AR-15. One third of Republicans in that state now say they disapprove. So this has become, the way this issue has become is that people are afraid to touch the issue. Now, Nancy Pelosi is not. She is now putting in a bill after the Indiana shooting last night in the mall, and especially after Uvalde and Buffalo and elsewhere, to ban assault weapons. They were banned in 1994. They were already banned. But the Republicans managed to limit the ban to 10 years. And in 2004, George W. Bush lifted it, his administration. That's what happened. Let me tell you something. In the 1930s, machine guns were banned. If that came up again, they wouldn't get banned. How many times do I have to say it? The Second Amendment. The Second Amendment gives you a right to bear muskets. And I'm being somewhat facetious. You can buy, but you can't have military weapons. If there's anybody out there who thinks that private people should be able to own nuclear weapons or biological or chemical, don't even call me. Go back to Mendota. Do not even call me. If anybody out there thinks that people should be able to own shoulder-held weapons, bazookas, missile launchers to take down airplanes, don't even call me. Stingers or javelins, don't even call me. Are you crazy? They'll shoot down commercial airliners. If anybody thinks that they should own machine guns, don't call me. Back in the 30s, they were outlawed 90 years ago, okay? So why is an assault rifle, an AR-15 or AK-47, not like a machine gun, submachine gun? It's more lethal. If you put a 1930s submachine gun in somebody's hands, in the old FBI movie. You know, it had like a big round wheel on it. It was weird looking. They wouldn't stand a chance against an AR-15. Nobody needs an AR-15. You want an AR-15? Go into the Marine Corps. Yeah, go into the Army. And if you're afraid to go in the Marine Corps or Army, or too lazy to go in the Marine Corps or the Army, don't come crying to me. Do not come crying to me. Go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Great show as usual, Matt. You know, these military weapons are a threat to our law enforcement significantly. And they need to get a handle on this. You know, it's a... Oh, I'm really going to echo, so I'll hang up real quick here. But it is a... People who care about our law enforcement will get those weapons off the streets and get them out of the hands of everybody. It's just nuts. Thanks, Matt. You have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gene. That was an excellent comment. Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. I've always said I'm one of the few people in the Democratic Party. We're going to say it now. The Second Amendment was a liberal amendment. We cannot lose the Second Amendment. There are people running around saying we should repeal the Second Amendment. That's baloney. Why is it a liberal amendment? Because throughout history, throughout the Middle Ages, right up to the King of England, if you were a peasant, you couldn't own a weapon, which in those days was a sword in the Middle Ages. Only aristocrats, knights, you know, highly born people could have weapons. Why? Because the king was afraid that a peasant army would form and then kill the king and set up some kind of republic. That's why. So when George Washington came along, and Thomas Jefferson, the people like Madison, Franklin, John Jay, all these terrific people that formed our that put our Constitution together in the First Continental Congress, and our laws, in the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment is the most important: separation of church and state, no established religion, and freedom of the press and freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition the government without getting arrested. In England, you would have been arrested. But the Second Amendment came right after it. And that is, the people have a right to bear arms. And they say for a well-regulated militia, that's true. But it's more than that. It really is more than that. Because people are not peasants. They were farmers and shopkeepers and workers. And they were equal. Now, were they equal in the modern sense? No. In the 1788, when Washington was elected president, you could only vote if you were essentially a white man who owned property. If you rented, you couldn't own. I'm not kidding. Now this has all changed. However, the idea of owning weapons really is a very liberal concept. Everybody gasped in Europe. They go, what? Everybody's gonna have a musket? Well, they may take out, well, no, you're not gonna take out the king because we don't have a king. Well, they'll take out the president. No, they won't. They can vote him out every 4 years. That's the beauty of democracy. So we do need a Second Amendment. I have no problem at all with people owning handguns and rifles, none whatsoever. But when it comes to weapons of war, why do you think that people can't own nuclear weapons? If we blow up the planet, how about chemical, biological weapons? How about these other weapons? Because they would blow up the planet. How about bazookas, stingers, and stuff? Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Don't get far, and his mama cries.
As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.